Morning, Masechet Zvachim, Daf Lamed Tet, and we're just going to quickly go from the beginning of Lamed Chet Amud Bet. We've got Lamed Chet Amud Bet. Just want to go back quickly. Amar Papa, right? So Papa says Mina Aminela, and he specifically mentioned the kibbutz, okay? Because his big chiddush was, remember what Papa said in the halachas of Rabbi Yochanan? He said that kibbutz, look at the Rashi, and we looked at that Rashi. He said on the kibbutz story, he said the kibbutz, im nitaz midamachat al beged lachash natan matnachat ta'un kibbutz. Right? Well, he said, if you've done already one of your matanot of the dam, because remember you've got to do four, if you do for one of them, and then the blood splattered from the al beged, after you've done one of those matanot, you have to wash the clothes. Okay? Asher Yizeh is very difficult here. Asher Yizeh is in the future tense, right? It means blood which will be still thrown. So the idea being here is that you're meant to give four matanot, four portions of blood on the Mizbeach. You've done one. The other three essentially are still to be put in the Mizbeach, right? We just learned to Chiddush that one is already good enough for Kapara. So for once you've done the first one, you really being Yotzeh. So the other three have their limitations because they aren't necessary to complete the kapara. But they still done, which could be thrown on the Mizbeach. Right? So therefore, it's future tense. It hasn't yet been thrown. So therefore, if blood splattered from them, would still have to do kibbutz. Kirin tells, okay. V'asher yizeh min ha'mechule. Aval im natan ko matnotel. If you've already given all four of your matanot, and then you've got left of blood in the cup and some blood will fall into your clothes. Ein ta'un kibbutz. That blood you don't have to wash off your clothes anymore. Why? Kedamina b'shmaitin asher yazeh, which will be thrown, right? Prat lezeh, this blood left over, which has already all been thrown, given onto the back. Is that clear? That's very important. That's fundamental to understanding this machloket of kibbutz. Okay? Shekfar huza. Okay, so that was Rav Papa. So he says, where do I know this from? He says, because he said, Nitam na tzavar la beged, anotun kibbutz. If it falls out of the neck, don't do kibbutz. Mina keren, if it splatters off the wall of the corner of the Mizbeach, or mina yasoda from the foundation, again, ain't ta'un kibbutz. Ha! So therefore, if it's already been on the wall, I threw it at the Mizbeach and it bounces off, or I poured it into the yasoda and it splattered off, I don't need kibbutz. Right? But if it's haraui la keren, but it's blood that I could throw onto the keren, or do one of the matanot with, that's a diuk, I would have to inspect onto my clothing, ta'un kibbutz. Okay? Clear. That's very clear, right? So now the Gemara over here. She says, Rapapa, wait a second, Rapapa. Your proof isn't good. Why? Because according to your proof, what do you have? Whatever is raui does do kibbutz if it's perhaps, I mean, if it's fitting to be used for something. So according to your argument, mina yesod, which you said a second ago, if it comes from the yesod, enotan kibbutz, two lines up, right? Enotan kibbutz. I can make a diuk there as well. Ha min hara uile yesod, but blood that hasn't yet been thrown onto the yesod, but is suitable to go onto the yesod. The words, this last bit of blood left over in the cup, right? Which is, where's it going? It's going to the yesod. If that blood then spills on me, then I would have to do kibbutz. That's a stira. We said a second ago that which is the blood that you only needs to do kibbutz? Blood that I could throw onto the mizbeach. And now this blood, I've got the leftover blood in my cup. I already finished throwing onto the mizbeach, and now I'm on the way to the yesod to pour it out. There's a diuk over here. You say, mina yesod, I don't do kibbutz. But if it's ra'ui la yesod, I should do kibbutz. But ra'ui la yesod is blood that's already been no longer good for throwing. And we just put from our first diuk that only dam that's ra'ui la zrika ta'un kibbutz. You got the theory, got the question? Clear? That's the question. Okay, that's a Gemara's kashya to Rav Papa. I'm ra'ui la yesod ta'un kibbutz. But how can it be? Asher yazekativ. In other words, it says yazeh only blood which can be thrown, excluding blood that's already been finished, all the dam that's been thrown. And this is your blood here, is exactly that blood which is after we've thrown on the way to the yesod, and therefore we've got a stira. So the way to answer this could be, ha mani, who would be the opinion that would say that even blood that is on its way to the Yesod would still be considered blood, and therefore would still be considered blood that had the koach of the blood for the zrika, and therefore would be kibus. Rabbi Nechemiah. Now we've got a Mishnah, okay, and we saw this yesterday. We've got a Mishnah over here, which is in Masechet. It's actually later on in this Gemara, so I thought it was a humor. And Daf Kuf Yud Bet. Rabbi Nechemiah Omer, Shirei Hadam, Shehikrivan Bachutz Chayev. Leftover blood, which is blood essentially going to throw into the Yesod. If you took it outside, you'd be Chayev on taking blood out of the Beit HaMikdash. Right? In other words, you'd be Chayev. Now, Chachamim argue on Rabbi Nechemiah, right? And they don't agree. So now, we end up saying that this Mishnah like Chachamim, it's not Rabbi Nechemiah. So the Gemara says, Eimar, Deshamat Rabbi Nechemiah. Now, where does that come from? That Rabbi Nechemiah says, that Shri Adam Shri Mechutz Chayev. What are we talking about? He says, Eimar, Deshamat Rabbi Nechemiah, Inyan Ha'ala Midi, Tahave Aivarim Uptarim. Right? When Rabbi Nechemiah spoke about the blood being Chayev, he wasn't necessarily talking about kibbutz. You now deriving the principle of kibbutz from Rabbi Nechemiah. Rabbi Nechemiah spoke only about pieces of the animal, like avar or the ptarim, the pot that you would burn, right? Why look at Rashi over here down the bottom? How many Rabbi Nechemiah he? Rashi says here, ha milta hashas ka'amarle. You see that? This is the shas speaking. This is the Gemara. There's not anybody speaking to Rav Papa. There's no discussion with the Rav Papa and anybody else here. Let's see, that's what I said. The Gemara says. He says, Ha Milta Hashas Ka'amalei. It's the Gemara talking, the editors. Right? They're talking to Rav Nechemiah. Umaskana de Kushiani, right? And the Maskana of the Keshnia is La Fuke with Rav Papa. That this is completely different to Rav Papa. Because according to Rav Papa, we would have a situation where he's trying, we have a case where you have the min ha-ra'uy le-yesod would end up being chayev kibbutz. Klomar, meha lo iriya taima didach taha Rabbi Nechemiah hi. We're not going to be able to conclude so straightforward here from this diuk of Rabbi Nechemiah. Afilu b'shirayim namito kibbutz that Rabbi Nechemiah is right. Because shirayim adam, av shel chatur ha-chitzoniot. This shirayim adam that Rabbi Nechemiah spoke about, she'ekrivan b'chutz chayev, right? Al medam kechashira. We learn from that. Rabbi Nechemiah says that this is dam. In other words, it's considered dam with all the chumras of dam. But that dam that he spoke about, midi dehave averim, the love damim ninu amalan mechutz chayev mishum dechazu lifnim. He wasn't speaking here about the blood of the zrika. He was speaking about the blood being in the animal that you're taking out, that the averim and the ptarim, they've got blood in it. Maybe that's what he was talking about. That's the blood that he was issuing, but not the blood that we speak about. So Gemara says, We didn't hear about kibbutz. He spoke about kibbutz. And now we start today's daf. Right? And now we start today's daf. So we now prove that Rabbi Nechemiah, when he spoke about the dam, he spoke about kibbutz aspect of the dam, not only on the Evarim or the Ptarim. Okay? Because then, if he says that, then we know we've got an opinion who says that even the Ra'uliya sword would still be Chayev kibbutz. Right? And that's obviously not Chachamim, it's Rabbi Nechemiah. We then have to see how Chachamim live with it because our Mishnah is going according to Chachamim. We're not going to say our Mishnah is a Dat Yachid of Rabbi Nechemiah. Because it's Vahatanya. And Rashi says, Vahatanya is Benichuta, right? It's not a question. But we're bringing a proof now. This is a bride. This is our Makor for Rabbi Nechemiah. Damim Ateunim Yesod. Right? Damim Ateunim Yesod. Teunin Kibus. Umachshava moedet bahen, so we know what that means. Now it says here, damim atonim yasod. Look at Rashi there. Hanus shirayim. Okay, see, Ari, I don't want to let you down, but you see how long the amud is, but you see how long the Rashi is. Okay, so it's a bit misleading. The little dapim amud, yeah, is a heavy amud, right? We'll try and go through it quickly. Damim atonim yasod, right? What does it mean? Damim hatun yasod. Taun yasod means that this blood now has to be poured into the yasod. Okay, that's the whole, it's on the side of the Mizbeach. Now, what is it, dam ta'un yasod, as opposed to, remember we spoke about it yesterday? With blood that is over there, two things you can do with it. You can put down the yasod or the amah, and chuck it out, right? It says, adamim atun yasod, hanu shirayim. If it became pasul, whatever the case was, then you couldn't use it. You'd put in the amah, and the amah would take it out to the...
But if you haven't done the zrika yet.
Well, maybe even if he happens to drink it, maybe it came pasul or something else. Maybe something happened the wrong way. Right, but the damim hatunya, so what's dam, which dam to unya sod? Hainu shirai. That's a good start for us, right? Sheta'un shvichat yesod. Okay, these are shirai, then these are yesod. Then this dam over here. So this damim hatunya yesod, to'unin kibus. Right? We see here already, dam that goes onto the yesod, to'unin kibus. If that dam would splatter, then you'd have to wash the clothes. And that same blood that's going to be slept, poured down the drain there on the yesod, umachshava mo'edet bahin. We know what that means, right? Now, that if you have some sort of kavona, you can cause it to become pigul. Remember we said that shiraim is like achila. Pouring it down the yesod, it's like drinking. But it's actually for our purposes, it's one of the cases of achila. We had the mizbeach eats and the kohen eats and the balabayit eats, remember? And burning also. We even saw a dog eating. So we saw that eating, pouring down the yesod, hekter emarin.
I realized pouring down the yesod.
We did. We said hekter and shvicha. That was the gemara that we learned. We saw that. Where was it? That wasn't about kaf gimel. I haven't got. Anybody want to look? Remember that we had those Rashi's, and Rashi said specifically hekter emarin and shvichat yesod. Those are the two things which are considered achila. Right.
Was it something hekter? It wasn't. There was one thing they said that wasn't the Torah.
I don't know what Katorit is. We're talking about hectare marim. We're talking about burning the meat of the korban left over, the remnants of the korban, the offal, the inside, the derims. That was definitely considered hectare marim.
I thought that there are three things were
pigul,
zrika, eating the meat, and the korb and the mizbeach. And you said
hectare marim,
right?
And shvichat shirah.
I
am almost 100%. I'm almost 100% certain. Right? How do you say almost? 100%? I'm almost 100% certain that that was at Rashi. We explained to us in great detail, but I haven't got it with me. Yeah. But Bli Neder, I will check it up for tomorrow. But I'm almost certain. Umachshava moedet bahenuk Rashi im chishev b'shvichatan. Well, yeah, here it is. I mean, im chishev b'shvichatan al menat lecho basar lemachar ulekaman ramin alav. We argue about that. Okay, so we see machshava moedet bahen. V'hamale mehen b'chutz chayev. Take this blood out of the mizbeach, right? You chayev. Okay, v'damim anishbachin la'ama, so those are damim atunin yesod, and those bloods tuin kibus machshava moed pahen and marav mechutz chayv damim anishbachin la'ama. Right, look here, Rashi tells us what it is. She nifselu, you see that he has the blood. Okay, she nifselu v'shovchin oto lesilon shebazara hamotzi lenachal kidron. Okay, he says it here beautifully again. Right, you pour that blood into that little stream that ran through the Beit HaMikdash, and that will take it out into Nachal Kidron, and to unin kibus. That blood, if it splats on you, don't have to do kibus. V'ain machshava moed bahen, you can't do cause pigul with that blood. V'hamala mehen bachutz patur. If you take that blood out of the Beit HaMikdash, you patur. I suppose you're taking it out of the Beit HaMikdash anyhow by throwing it into the Amma, right? So there, okay. So now the Gemara says, okay, so man shamat lay da amar ma'ale bahen bachutz chayev. Now in this brighter over here, right, which comes from what does Samach Yud stand for there? Nosra Shastra's got the one, Vatanya, Gimel, Daf Samach Yud? Maybe Daf Samach Yud. Probably Daf Samach Yud. Yeah, Daf, but normally it says Daf beforehand in Nosra Shastra.
There is no Samach Yud.
There is there, in the Gimel. Can you tell me Nosra Shastra the Gimel?
I'm saying you can't have a Daf, that would be
Ayin. Dan, Nun, Samach. Oh, Samach Yud would be Ayin. Very good. So what is Samach Yud? I don't know what that means. Okay. Okay, so it says, yeah, man shamata, who is that? Tamar ma'aleh men b'chutz chayim, Rabbi Nechemi. And what does he say? Ku'amer kibus. Ma, fad? There's a good proof that we've got Rabbi Nechemi, and he says that this dam, shirayim, is kamer kibus. So Gemara says, wait a second. U'machshava mo'edet bahen. And the machshava, and you're trying to tell me this blood, now, can become, see, Rashi said there, Ulakaman Raminan Allah. See that, Rashi, they're going to argue on this, right? Here comes the argument now. Umachshevet, Umachshava Moed Bahen. Timid, you can have Machshava on this blood that's going to the kibbutz. Va Tanya, Yatzu Shirayim, Vakhtarat Emarin. She'ein Ma'akvinet Akapara. She'ein Machshava Moed Bahen. Right? So he says over here, but didn't we learn? Now, I would love to know where this Gemara was, because that will tell us exactly where that Rashi was. Le'el daf yud gimel amud aleph. Please go there. Le'el yud gimel amud aleph. Somebody go.
Yud gimel?
Yud gimel. Go to yud gimel amud aleph. But in the actual Gemara side, can you pass me the Gemara? Can you pass me the daf? I know we are taking 2 minutes. I apologize. But just to look at this quickly. You have yud gimel amud aleph. Almost sure that was the Rashi which we saw there. But it was an Amud Bet. No, it won't help me. It was Amud Bet.
The right there, it says, Yatsushi
Raim. Yes, but Yatsushi Raim, Amorim, Nesha Emach Vinata Kaparish Emach Shomu Elipahin. There, the writer says that if you're doing those particular melochas, those avodas, you can't create pigul. But we learned that when you're doing one of the other four melochas, but you had kavona on the Shiraim, that would create pigul. That was an Achila. Understand? Something different. Okay, but we'll find it. We said there that the shrine blood, you, while you're doing that, you can't. So the Gemara says, Ki Tanya Hahi, right? When we learned that brighter, look at Rashi, the very last wide lines of the Rashi. Ki Tanya Hahi, the Machshava Mo'elet Bahin, when our brighter over here says that Machshava Mo'elet Bahin, what's it speaking about? B'shalosh Matanot Shebechatat. Look at Rashi. V'kula chada miltihi, the maskan de kushihi, v'lav shinuyahi. Klamar lo tishma minei de shirayim ta'on kibus. That's, this is the Gemara's kashia, so to speak, on this brighter. When it said over there that we said that you can do me'ilah, what bloods are we speaking about? It said, ketanyahi b'shalosh matanot shebechatat. These are speaking about the last three matanot. Not the pouring down the yesod, because remember, even though we've learned a massive chidush that you only have to have one matana of dam, you actually need four, right? It was the last three have got the same status as the first one, and that's what we're speaking about. That's Rashi's proof here. The machshava moedah b'hem b'shlosh matanot b'kudachad milti. All those three are one. The maskarada kushehi. This is the kashya now. At this whole thing Abi has the kashya on Rabbi Nechem, yeah? Velav shinuya, it's not a repetition. Klomar lo tishma minei de shirayim ta'on kibus. You can't prove from here that the shirayim needs kibus. Afilu Rabbi Nechemia, and even Rabbi Nechemia, dach brighter b'shlosha matnot. This brighter here is talking about this, not the shirayim like we know shirayim. This is not after you've done the three, but the shirayim we're speaking about here are the three. Is a clear question clear? And therefore, you can't prove me anything that the shirayim on the yesod, what is ra'ui to the shirayim, what's suitable for the shirayim, is going to use kibbutz. Because what Rabbi Chaim is speaking about in this brighter, he's speaking about the original dam when you've only got four matanot and you haven't given the other three yet. That's the dam he's speaking about. Even in our Gemara, where Rav Papa said that ra'ui lezrika, ra'ui lekeren, would be good enough for kibbutz. With me? Everybody clear? If not, just say yes, we can move on. Is it clear? Right? Is it clear? 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 Okay. What?
The previous
writer
says,
Damim Yesod. Yesod, right. So now that's a Gemara's question. So it was Ihachi Teunin Yesod. That's the Gemara's question. So now, right? So if that's the case, why does it say Teunin Yesod? Le Keren Azli. Going to you, they're going to the Keren. They aren't going to the Yesod because they're the first three, they're the last three bloods, which you're still going to throw on the Keren, not in the Yesod. So why does it say, Ha Tanya Damima Tunin Yesod? That's right, okay, so that was good. It means that you understood the Gemara, right, if you asked that question, right? So Gemara says, Ema, you're right. Don't read it as Ha Ta'unin Yesod, say Nit Anin Yesod. What does Nit Anin Yesod? Look at Rashi. Mitzvah Te'inat Yesod Alehem, Sheshofech Shirehem Le Yesod. That's what it means. It's not these. This isn't the blood that's going to the yesod. This is the blood that would demand yesod, what's left over from what you're going to use to throw on the keren, as opposed to going to the amah. It's still good blood. This is blood which, once you've thrown it, then what's left over after you've thrown it will go to the yesod. And therefore, we're talking about the blood that's going to the keren. And then Rapapa agrees that blood, if it splits, it splatters on you before you've thrown onto the keren, would need kibbutz. Okay? Right. So Gemara says, wait a second. Machshava mo'eret bahen. So now, I've got a question. How does machshava mo'eret bahen? Va Marta, lo, didn't we say, go back to our papa yesterday. Our papa said, when Rabbi Yochanan said, Shalosh matnot shebachatot, einan bo palalu ba'ot la'achar mitzvah ha'maleh me'uchot chayiv, Amar Papa, yesh mehen ketchilato, some of these bloods are like the first one, and some are like the last one. And he said, what's ketchilato? He says, yes, because chutz velayla zarut uklisharkev etzba kibus v'shirayim. And then we said, mita, the guy dies, you still bring them. And we said, lo sharia, these three bloods don't help you eat the meat, because it was the first blood that really helped you eat the meat, by the kasha. Velo mefagla, and you can't get pigul from there. And now you're telling me, because now we've got a question, if you're telling me now, it's not dam atoen yasod, but it's dam hanit anin yasod. And now we're talking about those three splatterings, right? Those three last zikas we haven't used. This is the blood we're speaking about. Then we said, according to our papa there, it doesn't do pigul. And here the brighter here says, v'machshava mo'eret bahen. It does do pigul. Now we've got a problem, right? So, v'machshava mo'eret bahen. Now, if you can tell me that's that blood, so it says, ha, Marta, lo shirem velo mefagle velo alia legufa kesaf kesofan. That was your papa's question. So what's the ella? So now kitanya, right? So look at Rashi there. Ella kitanya hahi v'luya pnimiim. What are we speaking about over here? That brighter, right? The brighter now we're speaking about. Previously, kitanya hahi b'dam hapnimiim. Right? We're speaking about a different type of blood. That blood there, according to Rav Papa, was talking about blood for the korban of the chitzoni, which was brought in his back outside, the chataot, which were done outside the heichal. This is talking about the blood inside the heichal. Okay? Blood on the, I mean, it's like the pyre of the Kohen Gadol and your kippah, etc., those chataot, which you did the matanot inside. Right? K'tan yahi b'damim ha'pnimiim. Right? And what does it mean b'damim ha'pnimiim? Look at Rashi. Ulolam b'shirayim. Speaking about shirayim. Command on the command, Shiram apnim im akve, hirachashu the pagil, unyan chutz, ule inyan kibus. So it says, therefore, once we're speaking about Shiraim inside, now we can go back and say, this bride's not speaking about those three matanot, it's actually speaking about Shiraim. We don't have to give the answer we gave originally of nitanin and not ta'onim. It's actually ta'onin Shiraim, but it's blood that was given inside the Beit HaMikdash. And it's got a difference that altogether. But what about dam chitzonim? In our case, patur. So again, we still can't prove for Rabbi Nechemia over here anything about Yesod. Because now we've said, no, this brighta here, which we're bringing over here, is talking about Dam Pnimi, not Dam Chitzoni. And when our Papa spoke yesterday, he spoke about Dam Chitzoni, not Dam Pnimi. With us?
The Dam Pnimi goes out to pour out the outer meat.
Yes, Yesod. Remember we saw yesterday, we tried to prove yesterday that there were some Damim that you did above and below. And we gave the example was the Dam Pnimi, and you threw it outside in the world. So no, we're speaking about on the same Mizbeach. Not blood that goes on one Mizbeach and the other Mizbeach, blood on the same Mizbeach. So that's the case. So the blood, the Pnimi, the Shiraim is poured outside in the Yesod. Okay? So the Gemara says, wait a second. If that's the case, if you're telling me now that, remember this, the Brighter spoke about two types of Damim. It spoke Dam HaTa'unun Yesod and then Dam HaNishpachin La'ama. Remember, we had dam that was poured on the Mizbeach in that hole, and dam that was thrown outside. So the Gemara said, wait a second. If now we're talking...
Where does the hole go to? Doesn't join the Yama and go outside?
I don't keep going with it. I don't know where it goes. I don't know where it goes, but I don't think it goes into the toilet. It goes into the ground. It's like under the Mizbeach. It was some sort of like gutter that went all the way down into the ground. We don't know, unfortunately, enough about the Beit HaMikdash to answer that sort of question. But look, in the big picture of things, it might have all gone to the same place. But I don't know. But it didn't go in Tachi. I don't know. Maybe someone can find an answer to that. Okay, so the Moshe said like this. Adetani damim and shpichin la'ama. Now that we know, the Gemara is saying like this, that we're speaking here about dam te'un yasod. We are talking about shirai. We're not talking about those first three bloods. And we've got Shiraim here, which go to the Asod, and Shiraim that go to the Amah. He says, if that's the case, Liflug v'litni bedidei. Remember, we've seen this type of question the Gemara said before. Why have two types? Why say this blood and that blood? Say there's blood. Blood that's Tahor goes to the Asod. Blood that's Tamei goes to the Amah. That would be much, much, much simpler, right? Adetani damim v'shpachin lama. Liflug. Separate them. V'litni. In other words, in one line. And say, bedida. Bamed v'mamurim b'damim ha'pnimim avarim ha'chitzonim patur. Right? Why? And then we would have said, because we try to explain here, that this Mishnah is speaking about dam pnimi. And they're speaking about dam chitzoni. We said a second ago that the Mishnah is about dam pnimi, and the dam pnimi goes goes to the Yesod, but the Dama Chitzoni wouldn't go to the Yesod. Oh, sorry, would do kibbutz, wouldn't do kibbutz. Sorry, so wouldn't do kibbutz. So he says, if we're speaking here, if we've got these different types of dams, then put it in the Gemara already, say, in the Braita, we've got types of dams. You've got dam that goes to the Yesod, dam that goes to the Amah, this dam which is Pasul goes there, this dam which is Tahor goes there, this dam which is Tahor, if it's the Pnimi, it would cause kibbutz. If it wasn't, if it was Chitzoni, it wouldn't cause kibbutz, etc. Make it all you want. Why is it so complicated? So he says, Lifluk Velitni, right? That would be kibbus. You wouldn't do kibbus. So now the Gemara says, no. Ha-mani, Rabbi Nechemihi. That, we wouldn't do that way, because if we would have learned it that way, we'd have to imply that everybody agrees. In order to do a liflug velitni in the Mishnah, you're assuming that there's no machloket. And everybody agrees that dam, yesod, right? Of the Pnimi would do kibbutz, and dam yesod of the Chitzoni you wouldn't do kibbutz. But if it's only a da'at yachid, then we can't actually have it. That's I think, is what the Gemara is answering over here. I think. This is where I got a little bit stuck. I think it says, Ha mani, Rabbi Nechemiah. Right? Look at Rashi here. Rabbi Nechemiah. Af shirai machitzonim shehikrivan bachutz chayev. See, he says, no. Because Rabbi Nechemiah is of the opinion that even Shirayim of the Chutz is Chayev. And not like our Tanakama over here in this Braita. Umishum hachi lo matzi liflugei bedida. See what Rashi says there? And therefore, we can't make this liflug. Because this liflug would imply that everybody agrees that dam achitzon you wouldn't be Chayev kibbutz for. But Rabbi Nechemiah says, no, he said dam achitzon you would be Chayev kibbutz for. Right, that's what I think we said. Amar shirei hadam shikrivan b'chutz chayev. Right, that's Rabbi Nechemiah. He said damad shirei makrivan b'chutz will be chayev kibbutz. V'lo matni leit klata peture, and therefore we can't learn all these three peturim lebahade klata chiyuve. Now I'm not sure exactly what that means, but look at Rashi over here. He says v'lo matni leit klata peture b'chitzonim. These three splatters, right? The last three pieces of dam. Remember, we've got the four. We've used one. There are three left over. So he says, with regards to, these three over here that you patur, because he says that with those three, you would be chayiv. Look at Rashi. Which we just learned now a second of speaking about the korban pnimi in our brighter. That's why it says you chayiv. The bishlo bekibus ubemachshava. Matzi liflugei. When it came to kibbutz and machshava, we could maybe make a distinction. Aval ba'alat chutz lo matzi lemita. These are the three. Remember, we had yesterday. We had at the end. We said over here that Rav Papa said over here that there were four things which were similar to the end of the last price. He said mita. And then we've got lo shari velo miflugei velo aila. So the three which we're interested in now about the dam, because the mitam is not referring to the dam. We just see the balim die, the korban slakasha korban. But with regards to the dam, we said lo sharia doesn't allow you to eat meat. They don't do the work. Velo miflugei, you can't get pigul. Velo aila legabai, and you can't take them out. We saw in the chemist, you can't. Velo aila legabai. I'm tucked confused. I was confused last night. I'm still confused now. Maybe somebody can help me here. What did I say there? Any, explain to me how your grammar explains it there.
That part?
Yeah.
Whose view is the Braita reflective of? It is the view of Rabbi Nechemiah, who stated, if one offered the remnants of the blood out of the temple, he is liable. Uh-huh. Accordingly, it could not teach in regard to the remnant blood of other chatat offerings the three rulings of exemption of the latter clause to contrast the three rulings of liability of the first clause.
Right, exactly what we said. In other words, the three rulings which we saw yesterday, which were kesofan, that was the latter clause there, is kesofan, which Rabbi Papa brought, right? Don't contrast, say that again.
Accordingly, it could not teach in regard to the remnant blood of outer chatat offerings the three rulings of exemption of the latter clause to contrast the three rulings of liability of the first clause.
Right, because the first, we're speaking there about the Dhamma Pnimi. So he's saying is we can't actually learn the same principles of Dhamma Chitzoni from Dhamma Pnimi. And there, okay. So that's basically. In other words, the bright idea is different. Our bright is talking about the Pnimi, they're talking about the Chitzoni. We can't say the three are the same to say Lifluk Velitni, that this bright could have a parallel on all three, outside and inside, because our parah is specific to inside, and therefore we've got a machlok on outside. Okay. Now, that was up until now. Now comes along, okay, Ravina. So now we've got a problem, right? Because what do we say over here? We've been trying to prove, remember Akasha yesterday, Akasha was on trying to prove that the dam, which was Ra'ui to the Yesod, according to the Diuk, would also be a cause for kibbutz. Remember that? You go back to that. Right? So Gemara's like this. Ravina Amar. Look at Rashi here. Ravina Amar. Hade pirachte le'el. That kashya on Rav Papa, which was uletameich. Mina yesod hu de'ein ta'on kibbutz ha mina ra'u li yesod. Right? That I just mentioned now. He says, la pirachi is Ravina. It's not a kashya. Why is it not a kashya? Okay, so we're going into a new approach now to that question. So when the Gemara thought that a great kashya against Rav Papa, that Rav Papa from his diuk could prove that even Ra'u Yesod would need a kibbutz, it's not a pasha, right? Because Rashi says, de mina keren ma mashka amar. Stick one finger on the Rashi and go back into the Gemara. Because Rav Papa, Ravina says, because when we said over here yesterday, we said, he says, how do I know that? Remember, Rav Papa said yesterday that mina keren, if blood's already hit the keren and it bounces off onto you, I don't need to do kibbutz. And if it was poured into the yesod and it bounced off from the yesod, I wouldn't have to do kibbutz. But if it was Ra'ui to the Keren, it would have to do kibbutz. And then the question of Rav Papa was, then Ra'ui to the Yesod should also cause kibbutz, right? Ravina says the difference. What's the difference? He says like this. Says Ravina, that when we said min ha-keren, we meant min ha-keren mamash. Mamash min ha-keren. In other words, I threw it at the Keren and it bounced off the Keren. But when I say min ha-yesod, I don't mean min ha-yesod mamash, that I'd already poured it into the yesod and it's splattered off me. I just meant min ha-ra'ui le-yesod. So now we understand. Why? Because if I'm saying to you that dam min ha-ra'ui le-yesod doesn't ta'un kibbutz, you can't then come and make a diuk, min ha-ra'ui le-yesod is chayav kibbutz, because we're only speaking about min ha-ra'ui. You can only say that dam which is suitable for the yesod is chayav kibbutz if you tell me dam which is already in the yesod isn't chayav kibbutz. If you tell me that when I say dam min ha-yesod means dam suitable for the yesod, I've already knocked out that the min ha-ra'ui is out. Are you with me? Let's go through one more time. We've got a parallel. We've got dam ha-ra'ui la-keren. Dam ha-ra'ui la-keren. I haven't yet thrown my four throwings. I've done one, and I've got another cup full of blood, and I can take from here and go, puck, 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 three more throws. And now I can say that blood in my cup is ra'ui, is suitable to be thrown onto the keren. Right? And now, if I'd thrown that blood on the keren and it splattered off me, I'd say, I don't have to do kibbutz. But if I haven't thrown it yet, but it's suitable to be thrown, as I'm still in the midst of the first four throws, then that blood, which is suitable to be thrown, I can say, ta'un kibbutz. With me? That's easy part. Now I say, dam hara'ui le'yesod. What's dam hara'ui le'yesod? Let's say I've thrown my four throws, and the blood that's left over in the cup, where does it go to? Goes to the yesod. So now, if I say, just like on the keren, that if it hit the keren, it bounced off me, I don't do kibbutz with that blood. I don't wash the blood. But if I haven't yet thrown it, but I could throw that blood, and it splits it on me, I do kibbutz. Now I've got blood for the yesod. And if I say, blood that goes into the yesod is patur if it splatters on me, my diuk with Rav Papa then was, the blood in the cup, which is suitable to be poured into the yesod, splatters on me, I would have to do kibbutz. Comes Ravina and says, no, you got it all wrong. Dam that is thrown on the yesod is patur from kibbutz, means dam mamash thrown on the yesod. But when I said dam hara'ui lekevesh, I didn't mean dam that's in the kevesh, I meant dam which is suitable for the kevesh. In other words, dam suitable for the kevesh is like dam that bounces off the keren. And both of those are not ra'ui lekibbutz. So now I've knocked out the whole question. Because I'm no longer saying that I've got blood which is in the kevesh, not suitable, doesn't cause kibbutz, but dam on the way to the kevesh. I'm only speaking about dam on the way to the kevesh, and I'm saying patur on kibbutz. So therefore, you understand? We've knocked out that stuff. With me? That's what Ravina says. Why don't you say that both in cases of Ra'ui, the Keren and the Yesod, that the one's Idi, which is Ra'ui to Keren, and what Idi Ra'ui is Ra'uhu, right? Now, if we said that, we'd say, right, in other words, what Ravina was, to, this kasha here of Bar Tach, of Rav Tachlif, Bar Gaz Ravina, say, maybe say that none of them are chayev kibus. Ra'ui to Keren and Ra'ui to Yesod are both patrim kibus. No, nothing's, in other words, right? I think it's his question, right? Okay, but Ema Idi ve Idi Ra'ui, Ukamashmulan de Yeshtacha Ra'ui le Keren, the Ein Ta'un kibus, the Ezuze, Shloshama de Shlokhachdot. Say, what's the Chirush? Say, listen. Ravina, maybe go one step further and say, when which dam is Ra'u Lekevesh, Ra'u Lekibus? Only the very first matana, before you throw it on the Mizbeach. But the other three, even though they Ra'ui, they are the same as what you explained to me now, Ra'u Lekevesh, and they don't cause Kibus. Got it? He said they make a distinction. The first one would be cause you Kibus, but the last three are Patur. Right? Let me get a problem. So he says, no. Lo, Ra'u liyasod mi bai. He says, no, we don't have such a thing because Ra'u liyasod, look at Rashi, yeah? Ra'u liyasod, right? The kfar nigmaru matnotav mi bai. We have to learn that. That was very finished learning. So this is a bit mea, right? What, Ra'u liyasod mi bai? You're going to tell me now that they're all Ra'u liyasod. Ha mit kamaita itchile mi kibus, right? The first one. Huh? One second. I was on a roll here. Idi v'idi ra'uihu. Hi. No. Sorry. I read the whole thing wrong. Ema idi v'idi ra'uihu. That's what he wanted to say, right? That they would all be partners. He said, well, hi, my. Sorry. Hi, my, right? That's the Gemara's question. Remember hi, my? You've seen hi, my before. We said that last week before, right? Well, what do you mean? Right? Hashta. If you're going to tell me Ra'ui Lekeren Amartelo, if you're going to tell me that already Ra'ui Lekeren is not Ra'ui Lekibus, which what would you say a second ago? Ra'ui Liyasod mi bai? Do I even have to discuss Ra'ui Liyasod? Because Ra'ui Lekeren comes before Ra'ui Liyasod in the order of things, right? Because I've got a cup. And now that blood is Ra'u Lekeren, and only after I've done the Keren does it become Ra'u Lekeren. If Ra'u Lekeren is already known to cause me kibbus, then obviously the next stage doesn't cause me kibbus. So it can't be Ra'u Lekeren and Ra'u Lekeren. He says, that's why, he said, Ela mina Keren, mina Keren mamash, mina Yesod, mina Ra'u Lekeren. Okay? You got it? Okay, that actually worked out nicely. All right, so Brianna, right, we got through that. Not bad. Only took us 38 minutes, but not bad. Well, the next Amud's very short. Okay, now, the next line of the Mishnah. Okay, I think we actually did it quite nicely, eh? It's pretty clear, right? We actually got a machlok Rav Papa. The question of Rav Papa was that we learned from Rav Papa the diuk that Ra'ui Lekevesh would cause kibbus. We then brought the brighter to try and prove the Rav Papa that Rav Nechemia was the daya. Then we saw that brighter end up speaking about either nit'anin liyasod and not te'un liyasod, which meant it was the three throwing on the keren. Then we said, no, that brighter actually speaking about Dam HaPnimi and not Dam HaChitzoni, right? And then we have Ravinu came along and gave a different answer, and he said there's a difference between Keren and Yesod. Keren means Ra'ui Lekeren, Yesod means Keren means Keren Mamash, Yesod means Ra'ui Lekeren LeYesod. And then we brought this Kashi against Ravina, maybe saying no, it's Ra'ui Ra'ui. He said no, if it's Ra'ui Ra'ui, then we would never ever get to Yesod because it was really bounced out by Keren. Therefore, he said Keren Mamash and Ra'ui LeYesod. Okay. That's it. Very nice. All right. The Mishnah carried on and said, "Kol into the name is Bayach HaPnimi." Right. Let's just look at that Mishnah quickly. The next halacha at the bottom there was, "Kol into the name is Bayach HaPnimi." Right. Anything which went to the internal Mizbayach in Eichal, Shim Chiser Achad Mikol Matnot Kilu Lo Chiper. Right. As opposed to the Chitzon, where the Chiddush of the Mishnah was that the first Matana of the four, right, was what was Ma'akev. In the Pnimi, in the Mizbeach HaPnimi, you had to have all four. Okay, you couldn't skip one of those. That's the Mishnah. So the wordings are brighter. Tera Badan. Va'aseh ka'asher asa. Okay, va'asa, lepar ka'asher asa. Look at that pasuk. It's talking over here, the par ha'alem davar. This is which we learnt about in, where did we learn about it? In Horayot, right? We learnt about the par ha'alem davar. It says, v'asa lepar, due to the par, kasher asa lepar chatat. With the par ha'alem davar, gets the same din as the par chatat. Ken yaseh lo, v'chiper lahem ha'kohen, v'nislach lahem. And you do kapara, and then you do slicha. And then nislicha. So the Gemara brings a brighter, v'ase kasher asa. Right? The Gemara says over here, Ma Baal Yomod. What's this coming to? What do you mean, like the parachatat? What's it coming to teach us? So it says, Lichpol Bahaza'ato. Right? It's teaching us over here the kfilo of the Haza'a. Velamad Shim Chiser Achat Mikol HaMatanot. And it's telling us, if you skipped out one of the matanot, one of the throwings of the blood, Lo Asa Velo Klum. You haven't done anything. Right? I skipped over that long Rashi. Okay. V'asak asher asa. Look at Rashi very quickly. We'll run through this quickly. It says, Bepar halem davar katuv. Okay, let's talk about par halem davar. Okay. Shepiresh bo ko matanot damo. Shana lichtov v'asak lepar kasher asa. It repeats it, right? To come into the lapar chatat. U'mikra shana tzarichu. And Rashi says, sir, we don't need this pasuk. Shaya kol avodato, need parashuk. Because we've learned all the avoda. Chutz mi yoter akaved shtei kliyot. Except for that. Shu tzarich lemur mikfarkat. Hamur amal. V'ha leke lemeimad l'achi hadar. So now, therefore, we're not going to say this is the reason that it came to teach us that. Just to teach us about the yoter akaved. The couple of other ones. V'akshinu l'ha milti l'hai krakativa be'a kapara. V'chiper alehem v'chol v'amerun. Okay. Ela kule l'drasha v'sisu. He says, therefore, this whole pasuk is not really teaching us any halochas. And what is this pasuk for? This whole pasuk here is for a drasha. Again, he says, yeah, v'sir sahu, which means it's cut up and jumbled around. Remember, we said it before, right? Like, sires akra. In other words, you don't have to necessarily learn the pasuk in its order. We can learn lots of things out of this pasuk. This whole pasuk here, v'asa lapar, kasher asa lapar achatat. We've learned all the halach, except for the Torah, kaved and aklayot. It's come to us in the drosha, the al korchach, lo matz lemem akadichtiv, kasher asa lahen, ledam par, demashwem me'acharina yalif. In other words, don't learn in its order. The law chaser midi, the nibayim and milfa ela, va'asa kasher asa. What's the pasuk telling us? Do like you this, like you do that. Lichfol, it's a repetition. Ba'azarat hazahot shelo. Then we learned in Zvachim that Zvachim has a azara. If it's repeated, the repetition is to what? La'akev. Tell us that it's repeating its halocha, that if you don't do it, you haven't filled the halocha. Va'achim mashmash es Rashi. Kasher asa. What does it mean, kasher asa? Kasher katav tidecha kol asiyotav. Like I told you, yes, you have. V'shana alehem la'akev. Therefore, I'm repeating it all for the mitzvah of ikuv. She'im chiser, kelok asa klum. Rashi says, kach shamati b'menachot. Okay? We'll learn this. This is what he learned. Okay? In Masechet Menachot. So the whole purpose of this pasuk, it is a drasha to learn ikuv. And that's what the Bible tells us. V'asak she'asa, ma ba'al limod, lichfol ba'zato, v'lamad she'b'chasa chab b'chusim b'entavot, lo asav lo klum. Shmuel says, "Ain li ela matan sheva." I only know about when we learned yesterday. We had the seven ala parochet shemakvot b'chol makom lekalavash. When you're doing avodas inside the Beit Hamikdash, we've got these seven splatterings on the parochet, right? On the what's a parochet in English? Like the curtain, right? Of the on the mizbeach shemakvot b'chol makom. But matan arbi binayin. How do I know about what he say?
It's parochet.
Ah, it's a parochet. Okay, it's in English, right? Parochet. In English is paroches, but in Loazi it's curtain, okay, right? So he says, but where do we know about the four matanot on the corners of the Mizbeach? Tamud lomar kein yaseh, right? It says, v'asa lepar kasher asa lepar achatat, kein yaseh, right? So we really learned now, so we're going to go through this pasuk word by word virtually. So then it says, kein yaseh, but before that it said, v'asa lepar kasher asa lepar achatat. So it says, Lepar, ze par yom ha-kippurim. Right? Look at Rashi. Lepar, ze par yom ha-kippurim. Very last Rashi there. La-shvoto, lepar, halem davar. To compare the par yom ha-kippurim, halem davar. U-lekam mefarsh, lemah hichdom. You see that on what the halachas are. Okay, now, ka-asher. I will hopefully run through this quickly. Ka-asher asa lepar. Right? Look at Rashi there. Ka-asher asa lepar. Lepar, lav ka-asher asa kedarish. Are kfar sirsu v'darshu, el lepar kedarish. So you see, Rashi says, yeah, not love le kasher asa kedarish. Don't learn from the word kasher asa, right? Because that's really been, we've cut that off. We really learned from the very beginning, asa kasher asa. But the word Ya is from Lepar. Right? Ze par kohen Mashiach. Ha'amur b'parasha Elyona ve'lo nichpa. Nakach chazar ve'kishan yachad. Shlimet ikuv chisur matlo mizeh. So we got the par Mashiach. We're learning the par Mashiach. We're parallel davar. That he needs all the four different dams. Right? Then we've got to be a hachataot. Right? The pasuk said, Asa lepar kasher asa lepar. Hachatat. Right? Now this lashon, par hachatat, is coming to lerabot. Okay? This has got a ribui. Right? And he says, what's it coming to include? With hachatat. Elu se'irei avodat kochavim. Coming to include here all other se'irim, the se'ir avodat kochavim. Look at Rashi. What's the se'ir avodat kochavim? Lahavi'an bedin par ha'alem davar. To include the se'irei avodat kochavim of idol worship, right, into the din of par ha'alem davar. What is it teaching us? Lit'on hazaya ala parochet. That also that se'ir avodat kochavim, right, you would have to... Remember, we learned that the par halem davar ba'avodah zorah was a little bit different to the regular par halem davar. There, we learned that the regular par halem davar was just a par, but the halem davar for avodah zorah was a par for an olah and a seir for a chatat. Those of you remember. So it's telling us over here that the seir for chatat has to that's hachatat. Hachatat is telling us about the Seir of the Avodat Kochavim, which was a Chatat. We had Nola and a Chatat. Right? Look at Rashi. Le'avin bedin parayel andavar. Liton hazaya ala parochet v'mizbeach hazahav. You have to do inside, both on the curtain and on the gold mizbeach. V'lisarev chutz l'shlosh matanot. Sorry, chutz l'shlosh machanot. And you burn it outside. Lefi shebemekomo lo nitzrafu ilchotav. It wasn't in the fi shebemekomo, where we learned there about the Seir of the chatat, lo nitparshu hilchot. I wasn't taught bepashat shlach lecha. Therefore, we learn from here as a ribui from par halem davar. Okay, that's what over there, right? Now the Gemara says yachol shanim arbe af sirei haregalim v'sirei rashei chodashim. If you can already include from the word chatat, telling me also about avodat kochavim, the halem davar, maybe you can include also the seer of the shlosh regalim and the seer of the rosh chodashim, and this also be brought inside and have hazaah on the parochet and on the mizbeach hazahav. It's a tamud about lo. There the pasuk says lo, lohim. Right? Look at the Rashi in the actual pasuk itself. It says lepar hachatat kein yaase lo. So lo is now a miut. Okay. So we got chatat is a ribui, which includes seir of the chatat of the halem davar for the zora, but the lo is a miut, which comes to mind other seirim of the chataot of Rosh Chodesh and the Shlosh Regalim. So Gemara asked that question. How did you learn dafka to include the seir of the avodah zorah helem davar and to exclude the Shlosh Regalim and the Rosh Chodesh seir? He says now achar sheri baha katuv umiet. Since we see that the pasuk the two things at the ribui of chatat and a miut of lo him only. מרבה אני את אלו שמחפרין על עבירה מצווה ידועה, ומוציא אני אלו שאין מחפרין על עבירה מצווה ידועה. We got a problem. Because we see now the word chatat comes to marbe, and we see the word law comes to memait. So how do we choose which is which? The Gemara says, you know what? Just like a par halem davar of avodah zorah is for a specific avera. We know what it was. Right? And therefore, I will include... And the par achatat is also for a specific avera. I'll include only things which are specific, and I exclude things that aren't specific. And the par for shlosh regalim and the par for shchodesh is for averas which are unknown. So therefore, I took those out. V'chiper now we came with the pasuk. The pasuk then says as well v'chiper alehem. So what does v'chiper mean? It says v'chiper af mishlo samach. Even though you didn't do smicha, still the kapara still works. V'nislach lahem, the pasuk says, v'nislach, what is it, v'nislach? Af mishlo natan shiraim. Remember we learned before that shiraim isn't ma'akev, remember? Pouring the blood isn't ma'akev, yes, the makor. Even if you don't do the shiraim for the chatat, it isn't ma'akev. Umar et lifso b'hazaot, right? That was what we learned on Amud Aleph, that on the hazaa, right? Remember we had to do four hazaot. We saw that if you didn't do all four, it wasn't kosher. says, Umara ita lifsol b'hazaot lachshir b'smicha v'shiraim. How come there you said, if you didn't do all four hazaot, all four spirits of dam, it was ke'ilu lo asab lo midi, but you did nothing, but yet you're happy to allow the korban to be a kosher korban if you didn't do smicha, you didn't do shiraim. So Amarta, posel b'hazaot shema kvod b'chol makom, machshir ani v'smicha v'shiraim she'ay makom b'chol makom. He says, because as a rule, right, hazaa will always be ma'akev. But smich and shiraim aren't ma'akev. Let's end off over here.